Okay, it protects us from moisture, and it protects from dirt, and so on. And of course, the skin is very complex. You get hair cells, and inside the skin, the fat cells which nourish the skin, and so on. And this is like a very simple way of thinking of the analogy between a building skin. We call this building fabric, sometimes the building skin, the skin of the building that's protecting the people inside from the external environment. So the human skin is a good starting point for thinking about what we want to do. The other thing is, how do we deal with information? And the main thing is, the human brain, very complex. Different areas of the brain respond more sensitively to one thing than another, but we live through our senses, and our main senses are what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, the five main senses. And so in a way, the buildings got to provide the stimulus for us to actually respond to. If it's a boring environment, you get bored and you get restless, you lose concentration. So, to be happy at this end of the scale, you want to have environments that are stimulating around us. Environments that are not stimulating make us glum, unhappy, not such a good mood. And we all have our experiences of those things. You've been in buildings which are dreadful, you've been in buildings that are stimulating and you enjoy being in. And obviously, if you're in an environment you enjoy being in, it puts you in a better mood to do your work and your studies. Now, something else about consumption. We are here a lot about sustainability. Sustainability is controlling pollution, decreasing water consumption, decreasing energy consumption, and also controlling waste. But as human beings, as soon as we're born, we start producing waste. We put demands. We demand an environment to keep ourselves sufficiently hot or cool. And so each of us carry around a profile, a sustainability profile. And when we look at how we can make a better world, and that means balancing the resources with the population we have, remembering the population of the world at the moment is about 6 billion. By 2050, it's going to be something like 9 or 10 billion. That's going to be a more taxing thing on finite resources of the earth. When we start looking at consumption in buildings, we have actually measured buildings, the same kind of building, the same kind of use, in the same kind of situation, and you know the difference in energy can be as high as 6 to 1. 6 to 1 difference. So why? Why 6 to 1 in very similar situations? You insulate it very well, you get it down to 3 to 1, but it's still a very big difference. And when you start examining how people use things, we see it's not the technical sides which are so important as the lifestyles and the behaviour patterns of us individuals. Some of us are tidy. Some of us are untidy. Some are very disciplined. Some people are not so disciplined. And this reflects in things like energy and so on. So even if your architecture is intelligent and good, it also demands us as individuals to be responsive and responsible to these things. Now, this is getting increasingly important, and one of my research projects is about how we can use embedded technology in buildings to help you to save money in your homes and your offices, and at the same time be more conservative with the use of energy and water. So, the point of this slide is simply to show you that when you cost a building, and this is an attitude some of you are going to do international business, I heard a few minutes ago, economics, we must get out of this idea of when you buy something, somebody says, oh, it's expensive. You have to look at the lifetime cost of buildings. In buildings, the design and construction over the lifetime of the building is only 2.5% of the cost. Maintenance about 4.5%. The biggest costs of running the building are the people. So this university, for example, with all its buildings, we have about 15,000 students. We have about 4,000 staff. So we've almost got a population of something like approaching 20,000 here. And it's that 20,000 people multiplied up by, well, let's give you a salary. Let's say students have salaries. Reckon up 20,000 salaries. That far exceeds all the building costs of the university. And it's the same in offices. So remember this point. It's people inside buildings and their salaries, which are the big cost. And if you can show a client that your better intelligent architecture can help you to save money by them performing better, you've got a very good case for being more sustainable, healthier buildings, and also saving money.